This is Retro Bytes. My name is Justin Horton. Episode number 3 is here. Let's get to it with today's topic, Sega. First, a short message from our sponsors. Our sponsors today are PodBot. Let's face it, buddy. Your content is not the best thing since sliced bread. I mean, all things considered, you make pretty good content. But not a whole lot of people want to take the time out of their day to concentrate on reading your latest political rant or narcissistic personal story. Don't take this the wrong way. Your content is good, but it's not good like a fancy meal in an expensive restaurant. Your content is good like a cheeseburger and soda at a drive-thru. Yes, we consume it. Sometimes there is nothing better around and sometimes we're just bored. Whatever the case may be, we all consume that greasy drive-thru cheeseburger every once in a while because it's fast and convenient. So make your content fast and convenient as well. Help serve your audience with an easy-to-consume audio version of your content. Visit podbot.ai today and convert your written content into a full-length, natural-sounding cheeseburger. Natural podcast. Convert your written content into an easy-to-consume podcast. The company has had success with both arcade and home consoles and has been responsible for many notable game franchises, including Sonic the Hedgehog, Mega Man, Super Mario Bros. And Donkey Kong. After the Dreamcast's poor sales and profit losses, Sega restructured the company and left the consumer console business to focus on other businesses such as arcade games and video game consoles. He even stressed, "Unlike Nintendo, we haven't made Genesis, and we're a company with a long track record." The company has often worked with its former rivals, including releasing exclusive games for its consoles and occasionally developing games with its IPs. Software Ryu Ga Gotoku, known in Japan as Yakuza, contributed to the success of the company, as well as the development of the Sonic the Hedgehog series. The Secret Level began its work after it was bought by Sega to recreate classic Sega franchises, with Golden Axe, which was unveiled later this year as the first game in a new series of games for the Sega Master System. The partnership marked the beginning of a series of collaborations with Western video game studios, including Condemned, Silicon Knights and Sonic the Hedgehog 2. Japanese video game company that exploded in popularity in the 1990s, Sega was responsible for many of the most popular games of all time, such as Sonic the Hedgehog, Mega Man and Mega Men. Sega's classic game series and the Sega Master System continue to sell well in Japan. At that time, the global video game industry was dominated by Nintendo, whose Nintendo Entertainment System was by far the largest game console on the market. The 30 million Sega Genesis consoles sold at the height of their fame in 1993 sold more than 100 million copies, enough to pull the plug on his hardware empire. Virtually all of the participants were either mustachioed plumbers, computer game designers or game developers. A long battle for dominance of the video game industry with Nintendo followed, which brought defeat to Sega, but the company still flourished in what was called the console war. Sega developed several other console systems, including the Saturn and Dreamcast, but competition from new companies led to Sega's complete discontinuation of console development in 2001. Sega focused on software design and worked with third-party vendors. Hedgehogs and Total War, this is how Sega has registered the unmistakable mark of its company on its international markets. The first time the character Sonic the Hedgehog beamed onto television screens, it became a worldwide phenomenon. To this day, he is a popular figure who is considered cool and exciting by fans, with his ability to run and run, jump and jump at high speed. The character has appeared on TV shows such as The Simpsons, Saturday Night Live, and Family Guy. The arcade titles released were the first games to use the Laserdisc medium, and Sega released a range of games for the growing home video game market. These included Sonic the Hedgehog, Sonic and Sonic 2 as well as Sonic 3D. In the late 1980s and early 1990s, Sega also released its first arcade games on the Sega Master System as part of its efforts to expand the home and video games market. These titles would be licensed by Bally and Midway for release in North America, and by Sega in Europe and Japan for the Sega Master System. Other notable titles included the well-known RPG Star Wars, The Force Shined, which featured characters from the Star Trek franchise as well as a number of other popular franchises. The Saturn library was built heavily on the success of games such as Dragon Age, Inquisition, Dragon Quest, and Burning Crusade. Ironically, it was in his native Japan that Sega managed to outdo the PlayStation well into 1996, defeating the Nintendo 64. Consumer demand also led to the release of the highly regarded Mega Drive console, which was renamed after its initial launch in the North American market. At the same time, Sega announced that Saturn was not in its future and quickly began moving to other consoles such as the Sega Saturn II and Sega Genesis. The revival of these consoles allowed both new players and old fans to play their favorite games of the previous generation. Looking at the electronic gaming world in general, the company has been up against competitors such as Nintendo, Sega of America, and even the Nintendo Entertainment System. This has been Retro Bytes, Episode 3. Thank you for joining us. If you enjoyed this content, please follow us on social media. See you next time. PodBot. Let's face it, buddy. Your content is not the best thing since sliced bread. I mean, all things considered, you make pretty good content. But not a whole lot of people want to take the time out of their day to concentrate on reading your latest political rant or narcissistic personal story. Don't take this the wrong way. Your content is good. But it's not good like a fancy meal in an expensive restaurant. Your content is good like a cheeseburger and soda at a drive-thru. Yes, we consume it. Sometimes there is nothing better around and sometimes we're just bored. Whatever the case may be, we all consume that greasy drive-thru cheeseburger every once in a while because it's fast and convenient. So make your content fast and convenient as well. Help serve your audience with an easy-to-consume audio version of your content. Visit podbot.ai today and convert your written content into a full-length, natural-sounding cheeseburger. Natural podcast. Convert your written content into an easy-to-consume podcast.